All right, we're recording on the audio part.
Yep.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
It's Joey and Jim, and we have Sherry Zizek, who's going to join us in a little bit. I want to save this draft and put that aside. I want to turn this volume down.
We don't have the computer, so we can't type some answers. We'll mention it when we see it. You're going to be busy, but...
Well, I might be able to type. Let me just see if I can get the restreaming chat going here. I think I can get it going. How's everybody? Hi, Joey Foote. Hi, Mike Codea. Hi, Susan Gould Coviello. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to just log in here for a sec.
All the magic is starting to happen, folks. Coming yep. back.
Sorry for all this, guys. I just have to, for this to work on Facebook, we have a couple extra steps we have to do. We got the chat. All right, great. I think we got the chat.
Well, we'll find out.
Chat. Where's the chat? View the chat. Where's the chat? Oh, here we go. Okay, I can bring it over here. Good morning. Okay. Arlie Pat, good morning. Good morning to you, Arlie. I want to mention Anthony Catarano. Anthony Catarano and Safathia are, this is what he wrote. Safathia and I have decided to use some of the leftover funds from our Gravy versus Sugo lunch fundraiser to make some fresh pasta dinners for Open Door. Open Door feeds local families in need of help, thanks to those that donated at the luncheon. If anyone would like to donate further, they can do so through the Gloucester Fund, thegloucesterfund.org. Hi, Rich B. How you doing, Rich? So there's that. I would like, we also have links in the show notes to the City of Gloucester coronavirus information page and the CDC website for reliable data. Donna, how you doing, Donna? Nice to see you, honey. Donna Artizoni is with us. The CDC has some maps with the breakouts of how many cases are in each state. And yeah. I didn't realize that Massachusetts was like one of the top states.
Yeah.
When did that?
Well, again, I think it's because of the transportation. I think people are traveling through and, New York, we know, is one of the top ones. And we're hearing Connecticut is starting to get up there.
So the top two with over 1,000 are Washington State and New York State. Mm-hmm. And then followed by, hi Pam, followed by California. Oh God, I don't know. What's the, you know the four states that are in a cross? You know, like one of them would be Nevada.
And they, is the map right there?
Yeah, this one right here. Sorry, I'm so dumb.
No, that's like Nebraska and stuff.
Nebraska or something.
Yeah.
And then New Orleans.
Yeah.
So that's Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Florida, Georgia, Delaware.
That's Colorado, too.
Colorado, Massachusetts. Anyway, my geography's shit. Anyway, you can go to the link that I provided for the CDC, and you can really get a handle on the numbers. Now, the numbers that are being reported, they have reported 10,442 cases in the U.S., total deaths 150. But it should be noted that there's very few people that have actually been tested. As Marcus Smart, Celtic, was played against a game 12 days ago now against the Utah Jazz, who had Rudy Gobert, was one of the first professional athletes mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. Contacted it. Now he has it. So it's very communicable. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Kevin Henry. Hi, Paula. How you doing? So there's all of that. We've been Jimmy and I have been social distancing. You can see we have a very small crew today, just us. But we're going to call Sherry Zizek, who is one of the partners of the Beauport Hospitality Group. I'm going to get her on the phone. She emailed me yesterday asking to come on to speak to impacts on hospitality. So we're going to get her on.
Hi, Sherry. This is Jim. I'm going to be putting you on the air very shortly. Are you ready? Okay. Hang on.
All right. Here's Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry. We're ready for you.
Sherry,
how you doing?
Good morning. Hi.
How you doing?
Joey?
Yeah, this is Joey.
Hi. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. What a tough time it is for everybody.
It sure is. It really is. We have a lot of listeners on right now.
Yes.
And I know that they had questions for you. Anybody has any questions for Sherry, feel free to write them in and we'll relay them to her. We lost it. We'll get it right back though.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to go back to live. Okay. All right, Sherry, you're back to live?
Yes.
So what's happening with your group, Sherry?
Well, you know, I am excited to say that everybody's positive. We have no really negativity. Just praying that everybody is safe and healthy. They have a roof over their heads. Their food on the tables. That's the most important thing for me, for every staff member that I have. As you know, it was a shock that, you know, Governor Baker, when he closed down the restaurants, I actually didn't see that coming. I thought we would be open and doing a small type of business, but I understand it, and I understand why we all have to, you know, basically isolate ourselves. And I just want everybody to be healthy and safe, and that's the most important thing to me right now. I am looking into help for the staff through Imagra Ferranti, Bruce Tart, and Safathia. They've been wonderful, absolutely very supportive. I think we have a great team in place. The leadership team is still there every day, which is a number of people. We still have the sales departments open, fielding calls for, you know, the brides and grooms that we had. We needed to rebook their dates at a later date. Most of them have rebooked. We've only had a couple of cancellations, which is great, but most of them have rebooked to a later date. So Joey, it's just, you know, very careful times right now, you know, with cleaning and keeping everything at an even level-headed, calm, right. You know, tone at this time. I think that's the word I want to use.
Yeah. I think the people that are really upset and I understand how, you know, people have bills to pay and it's very stressful, but
right.
If you have the, you know, the type of jobs in hospitality, especially like if there's an outbreak that can be traced back to your establishment, I think it's far worse for your establishment in the long run than if we sacrifice together as one up front, you know?
Right. It would be a PR nightmare if it was like the Marriott Longworth with the Biogen thing.
Right.
That would be, you know, they're actually closed down right now. So that would be absolutely terrible. And it's really not us because we, I could lick off the floor. It's so clean at
right.
the establishments, you know. I think it's somebody coming into the establishment that would bring it in. So it is the best thing for the public to, you know, to actually close down and keep everybody safe. Keep the staff safe, keep the public safe, and at this time, you know, just to be patient, sit it out, and I have faith that everything is going to be okay. I really think that we're all in this together. There's nobody that is not
right.
doing what they're supposed to do. All the restaurants are doing what they're supposed to do, and they're sitting back and they're waiting to reopen. I do hope it reopens on April 6th, which Governor Baker did give us that date. Mm-hmm. So I do hope we can reopen. Obviously, I don't think we're going to open with full capacity, but I do think, you know, hopefully we can start up and, you know, people can get out here and there. But we have to see what the virus is, what's going on with the virus
right.
at that time.
Right.
I have one question for you. Hi, it's Jim here again. You said you're, you know, taking care of your staff and everything else. What's kind of the mood of your staff player? How do they feel about this? So many people are hearing things.
I'm a big mama bear when it comes to my staff. I have a lot of them. They did start unemployment, but they only get 50%, so we covered the 50% that they don't get so that they're whole.
Wow.
You know, they have a roof over their head, food on their table. We did take all of our kitchens and make them sort of like a supermarket where they could go in and take the food that they need for their families. So I'm not doing the takeout thing. I'm giving the food to the staff. So I know that everybody's fed. We check in with most of our people every day, especially the ones who have a lot of kids, and make sure that they're okay. And we are really taking care of them as far as emotionally, you know, supporting them. I have a great, Joe, you know, Lauren and Ray and Jeannie and everybody that works. So all of those leadership people are staying on the payroll, and they're working every day. So they're still... sometimes they work from home, sometimes they come in, but they're around and they're answering questions and they're on the phone every minute. I am so blessed that I have this great team that I work with, and
it's
they,
like a family.
They work so hard.
That organization is like a family.
It is like a family.
Yeah.
And that's what struck me so hard when this happened, because I'm like, this business family that I have, work family, is so important to me. Mm. You know, I don't want anybody to suffer. And I think I'm speaking not only for myself, I'm speaking for Passports and Tono and Franklin and Gloucester House and Latitudes and, you know, every restaurant in every restaurant in Gloucester.
Yeah.
My heart is with them, because I know what they're going through, you know, and I know what they're going through with their staff, but also their regular customers too. You know, we service a lot of locals, and I just know, you know, how they feel too. You know, they're just, you know, they just want to be out and about, but they can't be,
yeah.
You know.
I'm going stir crazy. What can you share that from your conversations with any of the people in office?
What can I share with?
Like, what have your conversations with Safathia or Governor Baker or whoever?
Oh yeah,
like,
Safathia was the first one to reach out to me. She was fabulous. She said to me, you know, what can the city do for you? At the time, I was like, what can I do for the city? You know, because I knew what she was dealing with day in and day out. Oh my gosh, you know. So we were just working together to see if we could make sure that everybody was home, going home, you know, isolating themselves. Safathia was concerned that we have no cases in Gloucester, and I believe that's the case, Joey. If I'm not, I might be wrong at this point, but I heard that we don't have any cases in Gloucester or Rockport. So that was our concern, that we have nobody that came in with the virus. Ann Margaret and Bruce Tarr are looking at government programs that will help the hospitality industry. Mass Restaurant Association is working closely with the state government, and they are trying to make sure that nobody really goes under, you know?
Right.
And that's what we're concerned about. So I think Safathia is looking at economical bills that they can pass. One bill they did pass was they wanted the no wait for the unemployment. In other words, they get their unemployment immediately. And that did pass. I got that from Mayor Margaret. So they are working very hard. They're trying to get stimulus packages. They are giving us a relief on mass mail taxes, room taxes, things like that. And pushing they're actually just pushing the bill back until June 20th. So, you know, the state is really trying to work with the hospitality industry. What I have to say about the hospitality industry is our industry, and most people don't know this, is 10% of the U.S. economy, the United States economy. That's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people go out to eat. A lot of people go out and have drinks at least once, twice, or three times a week.
Yeah.
So that's a big nut that we carry for the government. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a big strike for the customers that want to come in and eat out. You know, it's hard on people, and I think they get stir crazy at home a little bit. You know.
Yeah. Oh, I am for sure. Yeah. I think what I'm hoping that when this passes, that that potentially this could be a boon for Gloucester, in this way, I feel like people may be reluctant to get on airplanes, and they may do more staycationing, and we may see a robust summer, hopefully, you know, keep our fingers crossed, of people coming in and helping our local economy.
Right. And, you know, I think back to my mother. You know, I'm an old girl here, but my mother's like, open the windows, get the germs out. Well, the best place in the world to do that is Gloucester with the sea. I think it's... I think it's so fresh there and so clean, and it's a great place to live. It's the best place in the world to live.
The tides come in and go out, and it's like a rejuvenation every time that you know that comes in. That just it's with the tides, you know.
Right, and I think by having our city where it is. I probably, this is an old fashioned, I mean, Dr. Fossey would probably disagree with me, but I think that that is the best place you can be, you know what I mean, for, you know, being, you know, the fresh air, the clean water, the ocean tides, the fishermen, you know, everything about it is a good, clean living type of place. And I most of my staff are Gloucester residents, which is great. So I know they're okay. I know that you know they're in the city. That everyone is doing really well. There you know there are some that, especially the leadership team, that they do come in, but that's Newburyport, Amesbury, you know Salem. I have somebody that lives in Salem, but then they're just you know, commuting in, and Beauport Bob, of course, is from Gloucester. He comes in every day. So we have a lot of people that, you know, are still coming in, and, you know, we're just trying to get through the next couple of weeks of this crisis.
Right.
You know, and like I said, it's not just me. You know, my heart is going out to every single restaurant. I don't know, Joey, have you been talking to the other restaurant owners?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I have a lot of relationships through our lobster company. We sell lobsters to most of the restaurants in town, but they can't.
Yes.
They can't buy lobsters. It's you know, there's
no. Right. No, myself included. Right.
Yeah.
Buying lobsters from you. You know.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that's the sad thing. It doesn't just affect the restaurant industry. It affects the vendors, the food vendors.
The thing of it is I don't want to, like, I'm very cautious of trying not to sound like, you know, I'm the only one affected. Like everybody, you know, we're all in this together. You know, like everybody's suffering, and I don't want to. I don't want to act like we're alone. You know, we're the only ones. There's so many people that are being affected right here. We have a couple comments here. I just want to read to you. Steve Douglas, who does the you know the tours on the boat on his boats, says once this passes, we should offer incentives for folks to come running back. My sister, Felicia, says, Sherry, that's amazing. What an incredible leader you are. Paula, Ryan O'Brien says, sounds like the Beauport is taking good care of their employees. That says a lot. Great leadership. Mary Ann Albert Boucher says, hello, Sherry. Thank you for taking good care of your staff. I know firsthand how well she works with others when in a crisis.
So, oh yeah, Jay works with me, you know. So he's a good man. I can't say that there's not anybody there that I can, you know, say that they deserve more than this. My question is, they're tipped employees, as you know, and that's the difficult part of the service and bartenders, you know, is they live hand to mouth on their tips, and that's why I'm so proactive with this whole thing, with the, trying to get them enough help that they need. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know, I've been in this business a long time, Jody, and I don't want to see anybody. Actually, I've never seen this happen in my lifetime.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Unprecedented.
And this
you
is,
know, I
Sherry,
lived through 1975. It was a recession. Bad, 75 to 78, and 2007 and 8, there was another recession, you know, that was pretty bad, and then we've had some pretty low times in the business over the years, but I've never seen an establishment, where I've worked, establishments close up.
Right.
I've never seen that.
Right.
So,
what some people may not realize is, you know, even in the best case scenario where a business is completely paid for, the operating cost, especially with health insurances and stuff like that, is astronomical. Like for a business,
you need
cash flow makes makes the wheel go around.
The margins in food and beverage are very tight. I don't have to tell you that.
No.
But all of the other expenses, like you're saying, is, you know, workman's comp insurance and, property insurance and all the insurances I have to carry. I carry Blue Cross Blue Shield. We do vision.
Yeah.
We do dental. We do all this for our staff. We still have to have that for them.
Yeah.
And we still have to carry the expenses of, you know, everyday living of the electrical and the but of course my payroll is really high, and I'm still carrying like I said, the leadership team, which is about 22 people.
Yeah.
You know, we have marketing going still. We have HR, of course, is there every day.
Yeah.
We have two big sales offices, one at Cruiseport and one at the hotel. We have a front desk. We do have a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
We have cleaning, you know, the housekeeping, laundry, you know, we kept a chef at every restaurant, just in case. And I kept all the general managers on. For the, I'm talking Boston, to rail stop in Boston. So we kept a general manager on at Seaport, rail stop, and 1606, and just to, you know, keep everything. Well, we're doing projects, actually. We're doing, a lot of painting and sprucing up and everything, and the decks and the pool and everything we can do while there's nobody at the the establishments, but still, I don't know how long this is going to go, this is so unsure that we have to look at the best scenario and the worst.
Right.
So that's why I'm in touch with the political leaders to see what's next, what the next bills are. They are looking at the airlines, cruise ships, and the hospitality industry for bailouts. The government is, however. We don't have anything in a solid writing as yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did hear that through the MRA that they are looking at that, and I'm hoping to God that that will come through with the federal government.
Right.
So, and I'm working with Seth Moulton's office, who has been tremendous. He has a great team, and they are working in Washington very, very very great, you know, doing some great things. So we could only hope, you know, that you know, that Massachusetts will come through and we'll be on the other side, and this will just be a blip, you know, and a blip. You know, once we get the vaccine and everything, this will be a blip for us. But, you know, right now, I think everyone's staying home and cooking and, you know, being in their homes. It's a lot of cabin fever for everybody, you know?
Yeah, it is.
You know? Yeah. Have you heard from the residents? Are they in good spirits?
Well, I think, you know, there's pluses and minuses. I mean, some part of some... what I can take for a positive out of it is, like the slowing down part, and just not constantly being on the go. It's kind of actually nice to like be able to spend time with your family and, you know, your immediate family and cook meals at home and actually eat together. Is a nice change of pace as opposed to, you know, getting some chicken nuggets on the way to soccer practice, like that's 7 days a week, you know. You know, but I think that it all, there's anxiety. The kids, like, you know, I think a lot of the parents are trying to do good things with the kids to keep them active, get them outside running around a little bit, and then, you know, giving them some educational time and try to replicate as much normalcy as they can. You know, it's just the fear of the unknown. The CDC website is actually pretty good for data, so for data points that, you know, if anybody wants to go and get, you know, what I consider somewhat reliable data, you know, it's a kind of like the clearinghouse of vetted information. Obviously, not a ton of people have been tested, and we expect the numbers to go up, but mainly due to the testing, and hopefully we can get our mind around what the actual numbers are and see that it recede like some other countries it has actually done, with all the sacrifice, you know.
Yes, and there's I heard that Safathia, you know, went to Tono and cooked for the food pantry last night.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Yeah, they did their fundraiser, the Gravy versus Zugu fundraiser, that they have a lunch in, and some generous people step up and donate money, and they're using some of the proceeds for that to feed. And there's a lot of cases where a lot of the restaurants, they either gave they're cleaning out their food, they gave it to either the employees or donated some to the food pantries, and they're all good. There's no bad idea, you know, when you're helping. So
the schools are taking care of the kids, and the families as much as they can.
Yeah. So,
well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think everybody is just trying to get through and get everybody
this is a special community. I think when, you know, we have, you know, there's a very wide, you know, array of different political views, but when crisis hits, this town really comes together, and I think that's shown every time that there's a situation.
I agree, Joey. That's why I wanted to call in today, to say how special Gloucester is, and I think it's like no other community I've ever lived in. I just think that, you know, you could, you know, go to any my neighbor's house and they would just open the door and say, what do you need, you know? Even if you don't know somebody, they always say hello to you. It's amazing how friendly and giving, and even people that don't have anything, they give, you know. So I'm amazed at what everyone is doing. I saw Nicole Duckworth delivering food from the food pantry to clients, and I was saying, you know, that is something else, that she took time away from her four kids to go out into the community and deliver food for the food pantry. I just can't believe how many people are helping other people. I'm amazed, and it's awesome. I'm just so happy with it. And so that, you know, it's great to be on your show today, just to say what an extraordinary town we have. And the other thing is Sabathia. I mean, who else, you know, as a mayor could just do this? She's fabulous. She gives every day of, before this happened,
she's like a big mama bear. She's like a big mama bear.
And then every time I'm in Greeley, she's there. She's like everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere you go, you see her, you know? So she is out in the town doing everything she can. She certainly takes care of those seniors, you know? And that is amazing in itself, what she does for the seniors. And I know that I've asked her for help for one of, you know, somebody that works for me, and she's always been right there. So I think, you know, we have a great leader, keeping everybody calm and keeping everybody safe.
Working tirelessly, working her ass off right now. I mean, a lot of the leaders are in the same boat. We're lucky to have someone so as compassionate as she is, and taking it as seriously as she is. She's in communication with me on pretty much a daily basis, and my heart goes out to her. I don't know how she has the energy to do what she does on a daily basis.
Yeah, I love that she's not laying back and waiting for something to happen. She keeps pushing to find out what if.
She's definitely proactive, Jim, don't you think?
Oh.
She is stepping up and getting what we need in the city. I know the food pantry is full with food, and I know that, Julie LaFontaine is she's another worker bee, and they're all pulling this off. I just can't believe what a great city we have in Gloucester. It's that, you know, I'm just so proud to be part of that city. I really am. I can't say, I'm proud and honored to be in that city, and I just can't say enough about it. I just pray that everybody is going to be safe and everybody's going to be healthy at the end of this. And I really believe that in my heart, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. So we just have, like I said, Joey, we just have to get through the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be able to get out of the house a little bit. Spring came, right? Is it snowing there today? I'm in Florida, by the way.
I know. No, it's not snowing yet, but they say Monday we might get some snow that might accumulate. We'll see what happens there.
Boy.
I hope not.
Well, oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Okay.
All right.
So that's what's going on with the Boltwood Hospitality Group. We are working with the community, working with, the political leaders, and we are also working with our staff and making sure that everybody is in good shape, you know, and, of course, clients, too. Boltwood is still open, but we don't have, hardly any rooms. I mean, booked,
Right,
so,
right.
But that's okay. We that's what we expected,
Right. Right.
And so we are down there. You can walk in, it's still open, So, but that's it. I mean, food and beverage is not open. Room service, we're not doing takeout at any of our locations either.
Yeah.
So, That's what's going on. However, I do think that everybody's pulling together.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep, that's right.
I love it.
Well, thanks for calling, Sherry. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Joey. Thanks, Jim.
Say
hi to everybody.
I will.
We'll see. Take care. Bye-bye.
You be safe.
You be safe, too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was really sweet. Jesus. Well, there's a lot of leaders in this town. There's a lot of strong female leaders in this town, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, you know, what you do is you always want to, you want to make yourself better. You surround yourself around better people who make things better.
Mm.
And one thing that I see is that group is getting together.
Yeah.
That group is getting together, and they are looking out for everybody. It's just not themselves.
I feel really good with these strong female leaders that we have. You know, like people like Safatia and Ann Margaret and Sherry and you know, they, especially in times like these, because these women are so empathetic. Like men are like us men are kind of crass jerks a lot of times, but these women are so strong, and God bless them. God bless them.
Well, I'm glad that they're, you know, it's nice to hear that they're thinking of everybody. We used the term mama bear. There's no doubt about it, you know? And it is refreshing to hear that it helps you get over the hump that we don't know what's happening. Every day something's changing, but then we know that we have some leaders that will talk to us and give us a direction. That's great.
Yeah.
And I hope people look at Gloucester and see what we're doing. Maybe some other communities will start looking and say, you know what? They got through it. And use it. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, hopefully people stay safe and stuff. ABC Healthcare is hiring. I can't say this enough because I know people are looking for jobs, looking for work. ABC Healthcare are healthcare providers that you don't necessarily have. You don't have to be a nurse. You can be a healthcare person that goes in and helps with elderly and stuff like that. They are hiring. So if you're laid off and you're looking for a job, there's a link in the show notes. You can work if you're an able-bodied person. I have to say, I'm proud of not just the female leaders, and I'm proud of my wife and my sister, and they've really been taking good care of us, like with the meals, and you know, I try to clean my hands and everything, but like the recommendations of what to do, I'm just kind of like following the lead of these beautiful women in my life. I'm just so blessed to have them.
I've got to say, I want to give the kudos to the nursing staffs and people who are going in every day, who are leaving their families and trying to deal with all that, and then go
and
in
the clerks there. And the clerks at the supermarkets.
Oh, the clerks. All these people who are leaving because they know they have to help other people and they're choosing to. And, yep, some of it's a job, no doubt about it. But the more and more I'm hearing and talking to some of these guys, they're trying to do more because they know other people are having problems. Yeah. Teachers who are trying to do plans for kids because they know they miss their kids. Some of the teachers I talk to, they flat out say, I miss seeing the kids. And I know the kids miss seeing their teachers. Yeah. And they're trying to work out a plan, trying to keep them, not so much, look, you got to take this because I'm going to give a test next Tuesday. It's trying to give some activity, something to keep their minds fresh, something to keep them active, so when they do come back for normalcy, it won't be as tough, we're hoping. So I all my the credit to all the teachers out there who are trying so hard to get in there too. So yeah, I mean, there's so many people.
Yeah, I'll tell you a savior for me, my little my hobby, the barbecue hobby. Being stuck in the house, I am going stir crazy. But the barbecue, this is my pitch for why more people should take up barbecue, like low and slow barbecue and cooking. Because if you're stuck in the house and you're out of projects to do, cooking a low and slow, say a brisket or a pork butt or a chuck roast for pulled beef sandwiches or whatever, it's like, it can be anywhere from like, or ribs, 5 hours to 12 hours. And, you know, it kind of takes your mind off of the monotony of the day. And you kind of like keeping track of the temperatures and the inside of the grill. And, you know, every hour or so you go out and you mop it with your spritz or whatever to keep it nice and moist. And Charlene McCarthy, her favorite word is moist, by the way. But I'm telling you, like, if you want, and you can feed a lot of people, like the whole, I think a lot of the reason why certain types of foods become super popular, like pizza or pasta, or rice is because you can feed a lot of people for a little bit of money. So like down south, hi Rosemary, people like Craig Kimberly's with us. He's talking. He likes more barbecue talk right now. But you can get a pork butt generally for like $1.50, $1.60 a pound, and you can so like for a 10-pound pork butt, you can feed about, you know, 15, 20 people for not a lot of money. You know, the same with a chuck roast, or I got a brisket from Eric Lorden yesterday. Got me a brisket. Gonna cook that. Gonna feed a lot of friends and stuff like that. We'll do drop offs. We'll just, you know, toss it on the driveway on the way by.
Yeah.
But it's been nice to be able to have that hobby. It's nice. You know, a roasted chicken. Right. You know, fed our whole family.
I was fooling around with my air fryer, and trying the chicken and trying different things. Of course, they have recommendations. Now, here's maybe one thing. You were talking about the women in your life and whatever. So, guys, I'm going to tell you something. This lockdown has made me read instructions. Now, that is absolutely amazing.
Craig Kibley wants you to wipe down the desk in front of you right now.
Notice how far I'm sitting back. It's not only social distancing his desk.
We're legit 8 feet apart right now.
You know, legit. So you see that. Yeah. But seriously, I'm reading directions. So
so you can check out Craig. You know, it's a good one. Good website to check out is Craig's
BBQ. Oh, absolutely.
Craig's Barbecue It. BBQ It on YouTube. Craig Kimberly. He is one of my top five barbecue guys who... He takes all the mystery out of, and you know, and the fear out of cooking with charcoal.
Absolutely, you can binge watch that, guys. I'm telling you that right now. Some people are talking about binge watching. There you go, and you will feel great about it.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. And Craig Kimberly, Craig, there you go. YouTube.com/ You forgot the slash, Craig. I'll put it in later. Oh, there you go. Attaboy. He was listening. He's like, boom, right there. He put it in. Check out. Wait, as soon as you're done with this podcast, check out Craig's barbecue channel. He's entertaining. He explains things in a concise manner, and he's one of my favorite barbecue guys to watch and hang out with. So, V. Douglas. I wonder who V. Douglas is. Craig, nice. Smoked beef short ribs coming. Oh, God. I think he had them marinating. Craig, did you marinate those short ribs overnight? I think he did. He's a beast.
He's another one of our planners.
There you go. I think we'll probably shut it down now. I really want to thank Sherry for coming on. Sherry Zizak is a good friend and leader in this town, and her partner Jim have employed a lot of people and brought a lot of prosperity to this town. So we thank you for your friendship. We thank you for your leadership, and we'll talk to you soon. Everybody, stay safe, everybody.
Yep. We'll see everybody.
All right. Well,